We hear so many stories about clowns and clods whose ups are overwhelmed by downs. So many athletes, young and rich and strong, who promise what is glowing, go so wrong that when we hear a story of the sort of person who's terrific at a sport and also has the wit to see his game as second to a higher sort of claim, we're bound to pluck that story from the pile. And so here comes the tale of Cameron Lyle. He puts the shot for UNH, this Lyle, and does it with sufficient strength and style that he has medaled time and time again, and at the relays held each spring at Penn, the day of days for guys who put the shot, he might have gone for gold, as like as not. But one day 2 years back, young Lyle agreed that should some patient someday have the need of marrow from his bones, then he would give that gift so that the stranger might then live. The call came days before he'd have competed, and thereby seen his sports career completed, and Cameron Lyle was not inclined to balk. He told his mentor, "Coach, we have to talk." The coach shrugged once and told the athlete, "Kid, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of what you did." And so instead of being at the track, this fellow had a needle in his back, as doctors pulled the marrow from his spine, which feels, I'm told, a lot less good than fine. When they were finished, Lyle was weak and sore, but he'd provided hope and something more to all of us discouraged every day by what so many athletes do and say without first giving anything a thought until they break some law and then get caught. In Cameron Lyle, we see another type of athlete than we get with all the hype. Devoted as he has been to his sport, today it is a pleasure to report that he decided he'd forego that shot at glory to assume instead this spot, a person with perspective and the drive to help a fellow person stay alive.